just got done talking about whiskey. Now it's time to talk about wine. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Next weekend, April 5th and 6th, is the annual Lake Geneva Festival of Wine at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. Joining us to tell us all about it is the executive chef, Nelly Balehi. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and you?
Chef, nothing better than Lake Geneva wine and food. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. There isn't too many things that are better than that.
You know, when it comes to wine, Chef, here's my question right off the bat. Who makes the rules? Because red wine with fish was a no-no in years past, but now it's accepted if it's a light red. Who says it's okay?
You do. the person that's enjoying the wine. You know, I tell all my sommeliers I'm their worst nightmare, right? There's certain wines that go amazing with certain foods that pair perfectly with one another. At the end of the day, long story short, I'm a firm believer that I like to drink what I like to eat. So I drink what I'm in the mood for, and that's what I eat it with. But you know, there are rules, there are little guides to follow. But at the end of the day, if you're not a fan of a cab, it doesn't matter how delicious it's paired. You're not going to enjoy the Cabernet. And if you want to stick with the Pinot Noir, then feel free to stick with the Pinot Noir. It's all about what makes you feel good. And you know, the fun thing about the Lake Geneva Wine Festival is that we're here to help educate a little bit as to what are some of those things that do go right with it.
I love it, Chef. Thank you for saying that, because there's some wines, like you brought up the Cab. I'm more of a light red, like a Pinot Noir. The Cab is just, if I drink too many glasses of Cab, I want to go and take a nap.
I feel you.
I mean, it's rough stuff. All right, Chef, tell us what's happening next weekend. What's going on?
Awesome. So next weekend we have quite a bit of fun things happening. For our festival, we will have a blue chip wine dinner, which is going to be on Friday, which is going to be, it's new this year, where we picked really high-end wines from the Napa region that we're going to pair with a menu that I've done for that. That's going to start out on Friday night. Then we're also going to have paint and sip. Saturday starts with yoga and mimosas, and we also do paint and sip.
Wait,
in the morning.
Chef, say that again. Yoga and mimosas.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yoga and mimosas. So you get your workout in, and you get to put yourself in a great place of zen and finish it off with some delicious mimosas.
That's smart. I like that. All right, keep going, Chef. Sorry.
No, please. And then we have the paint and sip, which, you know, painting's always fun. And then you add a little bit of wine to that. I think that brings out the real artist in all of us.
Oh, my gosh, is that great. So these are events that goes with food and wine.
Yes, sir. Yep, they're events that go with food and wine. Like I said, our Friday night event, the Blue Chip Wine Dinner, we have five different wines that I've created, a menu of five different food selections that pair with the wines. Our wine seminars on Saturday, one of them is chocolate and wine, the other one is beef and wine, we have another one that's cheese and wine.
Wow.
And the really cool thing about that is that we've partnered up with local businesses here in Wisconsin to do those. So, you know, for example, our chocolate and wine seminar, that's from Indulgence Chocolates out of Milwaukee. Our beef seminar is with one of our partners, Nick from Lake Geneva Country Meats. He'll be doing the beef seminar. And then our cheese seminar, we're using Hill Valley Dairy for that event as well. So,
Chef, how do you come up with the food to pair with the wine? You know this is going to be a special weekend in Lake Geneva, the annual Lake Geneva Festival of Wine at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. You got to make it big. So what do? You sit down and you just start thinking, or you pull something from the past. Where do you get the food ideas?
You know, so first, you know, I always tell anybody that I'm working with that if we're going to do any kind of food pairings, I like to see what wines we have. You know, and the beauty about doing wine pairings is you can either really choose to accentuate the natural flavors of the wine. So if something has a jammy flavor with a finish of a little bit of earthy tones, you know, you can, the entree or dish that you decide to make, you can do the exact same thing, or you can do the exact opposite. You can add citrus notes to it to help cut through the sweetness of it. And for that earthiness, you could end up doing a little bit of like a caramel at the end to help cut through that as well. So it's all really dependent on what the wine is, how we're feeling, what the ingredient is, you know. And then some of the ingredients, I'll just, you know, if, for example, I'll tell you, on Friday night, we're doing dry duck. and we're doing that with the GoldenEye Pinot Noir. So, you know, I thought to myself, you know, Pinot Noir, it's sweet, it's got those beautiful sweet notes on it. It's light. You know, instead of finding something that's going to make it even sweeter, I decided to do the dry-aged duck, which is going to give a little bit of that savoriness, that beautiful earthy tones. So, you know, we look at the wines first off, and then from there we look at what's in season, you know, and look at some of the greatest hits that we've done in the past and see if any of those link up or if any parts of those are worthy of bringing into what we're doing today.
Chef, duck is pretty hard to make, isn't it? Because if you cook it too long, or if you get the wrong duck, it's gamey. I mean, if you get a good duck and you said it's dry aged, I'm sure it's going to be delicious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, duck is one of those things. And I think that's the beauty about cooking and, you know, and wine, and as to why they're such one in one with another. You know, the winemakers go through such a tedious process and technical process to make sure that the wine they produce, from the growing, the picking, to the making, to the allowing it to rest, that it's perfect. And when you look at an ingredient like duck, we have to do the same thing. We have to source the right duck. We have to make sure that it comes in right. We have to give it the same respect that the wine is given. We have to make sure that we use the proper technique so then we serve it to the best of its ability. So it becomes one of those really fun things to do.
Chef, what is it with red wine and meat? There's really nothing better than having a steak and drinking red wine with it.
When you say that the red wine, you know, it's red wine is it's you know, a lot of times you look at cabs, you look at those different wines that they're just such full-bodied wines, you know, and they have such overdeveloped flavors in them that when you have a steak that's got that beautiful smokiness that comes off of the grill, it really accents that. And then the juiciness that the steak itself brings to it, you know, which the steak itself has those earthy tones as well that just really balance out those beautiful wines and allow a big wine like that to stand next to food, because it takes a lot. It takes something just as flavorful to stand next to a wine that's just as big.
Are you tired of hearing about rosé all day? Rosé wine is all the rage with moms. My wife drinks rosé nonstop. I mean, she's not a lush, but if she's drinking wine, it's usually rosé.
you know, it's funny that you say that. You know, it's just had that conversation about rosés. I like to start the party with rosé. Is what I tell people. You know, there's no better way to start the party with rosé and then let it go from there. And I think rosé, you know, especially going into the summertime, it's one of those things that, you know, and I think that's why, you know, like you said, your wife loves it, moms love it, because you can have it. You know, you associate rosé with sweetness. You can have rosé with rosé with seafood, which is one of my favorite ways to have a rosé, and it's all around fun, and it's palatable to men and women and everybody, you know, wine lovers and non-wine lovers alike as well, you know. And I think that's why we're seeing such a big movement on rosé, you know, because it reaches out to everybody on a level that everybody can understand it.
I grew up in a family who had wine at dinner. I was around the holidays event, so I grew up with it. I was never a wine drinker until I met my wife about 20 years ago, and I only drank bad wine. I didn't realize there was good wine out there. The wine industry in the last 20 years has changed so much. I mean, we could talk about how the food industry has changed and chefs have become rock stars, but the wine industry alone has changed so much over the years. I mean, it is now where wine was, maybe I'll have a glass of wine at dinner. Wine is now mainstream.
100% it is, you know, and it's one of those things, like you said, you know, it's ever, you know, the evolution of wine is ever so growing, you know, and you're now creating those personal connections with the winemakers themselves, and, you know, how they're allowing it to become a much more organic process, which, you know, creates that connection to us as humans and individuals.
Right. Chefs are now rock stars nowadays. Are you married? Do you have any kids, family? Do they look at you as, man, this guy can really put it together?
I don't know if they look at me like that. I think they look at me like, oh, God, that's when we got to take care of the lawn. But no, I actually, I have a fiance. Okay. I have a fiance. She's actually a chef as well, so she's probably a little cooler than I am, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh. Good answer.
You know? Life.
right?
Yep. But my nephews love it. You know, I have a ton of nephews. My fiance has a 6-year-old. He says all the time he wants to be a chef, and I'm like, no. Find a real job and cook for fun on the weekends. I tell him, you know.
Right.
But no, it's awesome, you know. And being a chef, it's like you said, you know, I think TV and creating that personal connection has done a lot for us and for the industry. But it's something that you genuinely have to love to excel at. You know, it's
right.
You have to have a true passion to really be able to blossom in the industry.
Well, we've seen these shows on the Food Network and the Food Channel where these chefs are coming to Chicago and they're opening places. I mean, if you're a chef and you're opening a new place, you get one chance because there's so many places to eat in this town. It's become a food town, a foodie town, that you have that one chance. If you blow it, you're done. There's a lot of pressure.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a lot of pressure, and that's everywhere, you know. And I not only because I'm originally from Chicago, but I've been to New York, I've been out west, I've been fortunate to travel around the world, and when I think of the U.S., you know, nobody has a better food scene than we do in Chicago.
And
the Chicago food scene is as dynamite as it comes.
Where'd you grow up?
So I was born in Cook County, grew up around the Foster Clark area.
Okay.
Right around there, and then my father moved us out to Lake Geneva when I was 10 years old.
Next weekend, April 5th and 6th, is the annual Lake Geneva Festival of Wine at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. Chef Nelly, the Grand is such an iconic place. I've stayed at the Grand Geneva probably a dozen times. I mean, you know, Bob Hope, Sonny and Cher performed there. It's the old Playboy Club. It's got a lot of history there, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely does. I mean, the Grand Geneva is the Grand Geneva. I tell everybody and I make the comment, you know, we're not called the Big Geneva. We're not called the Great. We're called the Grand Geneva. And I believe that that's an honorable name to carry for the resort because it's like you said, it is rich in history. The history that the property has from its original days as a Playboy Club, from the people that have come and performed here, have stayed here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's that connection from bringing everybody from the Chicago to Milwaukee area, connecting us in between. And, you know, I started my culinary career, you know, and the Grand Geneva was one of those, is the resort, the place that led the culinary scene in this entire region.
Really?
Of what this little area is. Oh, definitely.
Wow. Well, Chef Nelly, thanks so much for coming on. Next weekend at the Grand Geneva, you go to thegrandgeneva.com for all the information on the wine festival next weekend. Chef Nelly, it's a pleasure. We'll have to have you on again. You're going to have to come in studio talking about this food. I'm hungry now. I want a steak and some red wine.
Perfect. Thank you. But let me tell you, when you head on there, you can also look at the Lake Geneva Festival of Wine.com to get more information and to be able to buy direct tickets to all of the events that we'll be hosting next weekend.
I love it. Thank you, Chef. Continued success.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. It's 720 WGN.